Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, November 1st, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, William de Rose, 6th Baron Rose. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Wikipedia, episode, William de Rose, 6th Baron Rose. Welcome back, folks, to another enlightening episode of Wikipedia, where we take a deep dive into the depths of Wikipedia to explore characters, events, and ideas that have shaped our world. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're unfolding the stories and legacies of those who walked the corridors of power in medieval England. Our spotlight is on William de Rose, the 6th Baron Rose. Picture this. England, late 14th century, a time of knights, royal intrigues, and shifting allegiances. It was an era marked by monumental changes, from the intricacies of the War of the Roses to the precarious dance with the monarchy. Enter William de Rose, a nobleman with a story that tells of loyalty, land, and legacy. William de Rose, born in 1369, was a member of one of the most significant aristocratic families of medieval England, the de Rose clan. The de Rose family held substantial power and influence, boasting an extensive lineage that placed them at the very heart of English nobility. As the 6th Baron, William assumed the responsibilities and privileges of a title steeped in tradition and respect, echoing the duties of those who came before him. Let's pause here for a moment and think about what it means to inherit such a title. The responsibilities were immense. Steering estates, managing lands, providing military service to the crown, and often serving in positions of considerable political power. It is fascinating to consider how different this was from today's understandings of governance, isn't it? William's life intersected with numerous pivotal historical events. One might ask, did his role in such storied times allow him to exert influence, or was he simply a player swept up in the grander schemes woven by more powerful figures? William was summoned to several key parliaments during his lifetime. He was also involved in the administration of justice, holding positions like the barony's judicature. This involvement showed a deep intertwining of the Rose family with the judicial and governmental apparatus of England at the time. Take, for instance, his participation in the notable trial of Richard, Earl of Cambridge, a central figure in the lead-up to the infamous Wars of the Roses. Moments like these highlight the tensions and complexity of noble duties, balancing personal convictions with loyalty to the crown. Now, during William's era, dynastic challenges were rampant. The English monarchy was constantly in flux, and noble families often had to navigate this unstable terrain carefully. William de Rose demonstrated loyalty frequently, such as during the reign of King Richard II, before shifting allegiances as political winds changed with the ascent of the House of Lancaster. What does this shifting loyalty tell us about flexibility, or perhaps survival tactics, necessary during these tumultuous times? William married Margaret Fitzalan, aligning himself with yet another powerful lineage. These alliances through marriage were not merely for prestige, they were strategic maneuvers, ensuring control and influence continued across generations. Have you ever thought about how these alliances are paralleled in today's socio-political landscapes, perhaps through business mergers or international diplomacy? It's amazing to consider the human penchant for strategic relationship building, evident throughout epochs. His direct descendants, notably including figures such as Thomas de Rose, went on to further mold the political landscape. When we discuss legacy, isn't it invigorating to connect the past with the present by tracing such family lines? Powerful practices and names, after all, often reverberate through history with waves that can be felt even today. So what lessons can we draw from William de Rose's life and times? It's a story that resonates with themes of power, loyalty, and adaptability, echoing the ever-relevant discourse surrounding ethics and responsibility among leaders. These themes posed profound questions pertinent to today's shifting societal and geopolitical landscapes. Before we wrap up, let's ponder. What would someone like William think of our world today? Would the skills and diplomatic tactics of a baron in 14th century England still hold value in our modern society, fraught with its own political and ethical challenges? In an age dominated by technology, the old adages about power and relationship dynamics remain timeless. Today's journey gives us more than mere historical facts. It offers a prism to view our current challenges. A topic like this serves as a reminder of the cyclical nature of history and the timelessness of human behavior. Listeners, take a moment, please, reflect on how these stories from medieval England might influence our perspectives on modern leadership. What parallels do you draw? I encourage each of us to explore further, to question how history's tales can guide our future steps. Thanks for strolling through history with me today on Wikipedia. Until our next dive into the vast repository of human knowledge, keep questioning and keep exploring. There's always more to find beneath the surface. And remember, history isn't just what happened. It's about understanding why it matters.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, William DeRose, 6th Baron Rose. Thanks for listening. See you next time.